अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In this episode, let's talk about the country which was named by Christopher Columbus after his patron saint. Yes, that's right, a smallest dual island nation of Saint Kitts and Nevis, officially called Federation of Saint Christopher and Nevis. It's an island nation in the West Indies, located in the Leeward Islands chain of Lesser Antilles. They are one of the first islands in the Caribbean to be colonized by Europeans, and was also titled as the mother colony of the West Indies. Its capital is Basseterre. Its official language is English, and the people living here are called Kittians in St. Kitts and Nevisians in Nevis. There are some very interesting things about these two islands. Traditionally, this country was known for its sugar trade, and it also got the name Sugar City specifically for St. Kitts. Yes, back in the day, majority of British's sugar import requirement came from this place. Both these are volcanic islands and has quite a dramatic terrain. They also have white sand beaches and black volcanic beaches depending on which side of the island we are. And you know the reason why Nevis was called Nevis? It was called because it looked like a snow-capped mountain, and Nevis is the word for snow in Spanish, thus it was named so by Christopher Columbus. One of the most important wildlife of this country are the monkeys, and they were not indigenous to this place. They were brought to the island by the French. Yes, and these monkeys, they came from Africa along with the slaves, and they are now known as green vervet monkeys. St. Kitts and Nevis, these two islands are separated by a stretch of water which is known as Narrows, and it is only 2 miles long, which takes about 8 to 10 minutes to reach from one island to the other. And there are also swimming events which take place between these two islands. The country offers many adventure activities like snorkeling and sea cruising. One of the founding fathers of the United States of America, Alexander Hamilton, was a native of Nevis. Because of the volcanoes, the country has a lot of geothermal energy, and which is why there are hot springs in this country which are believed to have healing powers. And from June to October, the beaches of St. Kitts and Nevis are the nesting grounds of sea turtles. Not one, not two, but three species of sea turtles can be found on the shores of these islands: the hawkbill, the leatherback, and the green turtles. The culture of this country is jubilant. The personality of people is vibrant. The aura of this place is radiant. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. St. Kitts and Nevis flag has a yellow-edged black diagonal band that divides it diagonally into two halves. Towards the hoist side is the triangle, which is green in color, and towards the fly side is the triangle, which is red in color. And on the black band are two white colored 5-pointed stars. So this is the flag of St. Kitts and Nevis. For other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share. Little Explorers.